Janet Jackson said it best in her 1986 anthem, "What Have You Done For Me Lately?" And although she was applying the question to a relationship in turmoil, it's an important question we should all be asking of ourselves in every interaction, especially with pitching. Relationships work best when both parties are giving and receiving. If you continue to ask someone to do something for you, but never offer up any benefit to them, your pitches will be eventually ignored. Just because you are less superior than someone does not give you a pass. From experience, I can tell you if you go above and beyond for your superiors, most will gladly return the favor when you pitch them for a day off, more hours, or a raise. Before you pitch someone for a big ask, take a self-assessment and ask yourself, what have I done for this person lately? If the answer is nothing in the past 6 months, pump the brakes on the pitch and instead do something for that person. Then wait another 3 to 4 weeks before you reapproach. The pitch challenge today? Start the habit of keeping notes in the notes section of your most important contacts found in your address book. Keep track of their favorite restaurant, color, activities, sports teams, and basically whatever gets them excited. Then when you need to do something for someone, it's not that hard to figure out what to do because the to-do list will be right at your fingertips.